Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures indicating up 1.25% as of 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The dollar is taking a break from its recent gains. Treasury yields are mixed, crude blends notably higher, along with other commodities including gold. Cryptocurrencies also higher. Currency market volatility continues, with the dollar swinging lower against other currencies following its run higher against the sterling. Nothing specific cited for the pullback, but governments and central banks are pushing back with verbal warnings and interventionist steps, and there's some chatter the long dollar trade has simply become too one-sided. In the UK today, Chancellor Kwasi Kwarteng is due to meet financiers, with the market looking for any hints on whether the government will tweak policies due to the market reaction. On the macro data front, China industrial profits contracted at a faster rate in August. Australian and South Korean consumer confidence strengthened. In Europe, Eurozone August M3 money supply growth beat expectations. On today's U.S. macro calendar, August core durable orders, July FHFA House Price Index and July Case-Shiller Home Price Index, August new home sales, and September consumer confidence. In corporate news, industry insiders tell the DigiTimes that most of Taiwan Semiconductor's major clients, except for Apple, have cut orders for 2023, which would result in TSMC cutting next year's revenue forecast in January's investor conference. On the M&A front, Energy Capital Partners agreed to terms on a recommended cash offer for UK waste management company Biffa, valuing the company at £1.3 billion. Asian equities mixed on Tuesday. Japan, Australia, and Taiwan all higher, with Taiwan higher on news of potential controls to stop fund outflows. South Korea lower, weighed by tech underperformance. Greater China was mixed, with mainland bourses up, but Hong Kong was lower. Southeast Asia also lower. In regional news, the World Bank cut its China economic growth forecast for 2022 to 2.8% from previous forecasts of 4 to 5% made in April and 8.1% last year. For 2023, it forecasts China GDP to grow at 4.5%. On that front, Bloomberg's own aggregate index of early indicators for September hinted at a shift in economic drivers for China, with new threats emerging. Bloomberg concluded the economy is still growing, however, downside risks may be increasing. In other developments, China regulators reportedly asked funds to avoid massive equity sales ahead of October's Party Congress. And in central bank news, Taiwan's central bank governor said the bank is closely monitoring foreign outflows and will consider control measures if significant foreign outflows continue. European equity markets are higher, with the DAX, CAC 40, and Stoxx 600 all up over 1%. ECB Chief Lane called for balanced policies in an interview with Der Standard. He backed wage increases but argued trying to fully shield workers from inflation would lead to big cost increases for firms and second-round effects. He highlighted that fiscal support measures for those on lower incomes should be funded through taxes on higher earners and corporations that have benefited from windfall profits, arguing it is less inflationary than widening deficits. President Lagarde made similar remarks in comments to lawmakers on Monday, when she emphasized targeted support. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, September 27th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.